Thank you, Jim. I want to welcome you all here in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wish we could all be like that little baby that was clapping as she was listening to the song. My message today is simple. And I'm going to try and keep it simple. I want you to turn to Matthew 14. And I'm going to start in the, once I get there, 25th verse. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. Be a little unnerving for us. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter was come down out of the ship. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind and the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubtest?" But I put it to you this way. Was Jesus not walking? Was Peter not walking on the water? He was walking on the water. It's when he took his eyes off the Lord that he sank. The simplicity of that scripture is so lost that we think it was lack of faith. He took his eyes off the mark. You know, as a church, we look at how we are more right than someone else. And you know, that's where we make our mistakes. Scripturally, how about us as a people? We have sin and iniquity in our midst, and if we are the church, then we have to take ownership of that. Because this building is nothing without you and I. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ saves you, not the church. Are you walking on water yet? Or have you not even got out of the boat? We're always looking at other people as the reason for our lack of spiritual growth. Let's go to James, the first chapter. The 25th verse. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Are we blessed in our deeds? Next verse. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion, and undefiled before God and the Father, in this, to visit the fatherless, the widows, in their afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Are we unspotted from the world? Let's go over to chapter 2, the 9th and the 10th verse. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convicted of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. You know, we look in our lives and we look at ourselves as just being a little bit flawed. Just one or two things off. But yet we're guilty of all. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 7th chapter, the 20th verse. For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So how can we get past that? Don't justify your sins. Take ownership. Deal with them. Get out of your boat. And keep your eye on the Lord. Let's go bigger picture. As a nation, how do we fear as our church? How do we fear? Because as a church, I don't think we are doing so good. But as a nation, I think we're doing a lot worse. We've allowed the adversary to take God almost out of everything. Even in some cases, out of our churches. There's no sin. You know, and you hear people say, well, I don't know what he stands for, but I believe him. Ether, page 717. Verse 30. And he had sworn in his wrath unto the brother of Jared that whoso should possess this land of promise from this time henceforth and forever should serve him, the true and only God, or they should be swept off when the fullness of his wrath should come upon them. This is serious stuff. So are you walking on water yet? Are you so sure that life is just going to keep on going the way that it's always gone? Do you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Or do you think that man is going to fix these problems? Do you ask God about every decision that you need to make? Every word that you're going to say, do you glorify Him? Every person that you stop to visit, do you have a testimony? Or even the time that you spend just to call a friend? Are we that unusual people? Or are we just like that nation of ours? Have we forgotten Him? Have we taken Him out of our lives and become one day a week Christians? Have we forgotten Him? Because He wants to be part of your life. And He wants you to be part of His. Simple, isn't it? Yet it's so hard for us. You see, my God gave me everything. He gave me my family. Gave me my wife. Gave me my possessions. But He only gave me them for a small amount of time. And I understand that. So what do we do with that time? More often than not, that time that we give back is minute, very small. Our efforts are nothing compared to what He does for each and every one of us. My job that He gives me, or the job that He gives you. It is He that supports us, and yet we're so selfish with our time. And are we obedient? Not very often. So why should He help us? For when destruction comes, and it will, He said it will, what would you say? Page 628 in the Book of Mormon. Chapter 4, verse 41. And this was after destruction had come upon this land. O all ye that are spared, because you were more righteous than they, will ye not allow, return unto me and repent of your sins and be converted that I may heal you. They were more righteous. It doesn't mean that they were righteous. Are you more righteous than your neighbor? Than your friends? What's your standard? Is the Lord Jesus Christ your standard? And these two books. Do you know what's in these two books? far will ignorance get you? Well, Lord, I didn't know. What do you mean you didn't know? Will he not say the same thing that he said to the Jews? It is written. Let's not be lazy or complacent. You think when those storms come, how will we fare? Will he provide for you? Or will he be like, will you be like Laman and Lemuel? And I'm going to go to page 43 in the Book of Mormon. And I'm going to start verse 3 and 4, and then I'm going to go to 9 and 10. 3 and 4. For he truly spake many great things unto them. And this was when Lehi had told his sons about the vision. For he truly spake many things unto them, which were hard to be understood, save a man should inquire of the Lord. Save a man should inquire of the Lord. Now, how are you going to do that? Are you going to ask me, or are you going to ask Alvin, or are you going to ask someone else? It's right here. It's written down. And they being hard in their hearts, therefore they did not look unto the Lord as they ought. And then he asked them again. And I said unto them, have ye inquired of the Lord? And they said unto me, we have not, for the Lord maketh no such things known unto us. Well, how many times do you hear that when someone says, oh, I can't understand these? They're too hard for me to understand. Do you desire it in your heart to know what God wants of you and expects of you? Look, I used to not be able to read very good. But I wanted to know what God had in these books. I desired his truth. I still can't read very good. Especially now, I can't see very good. But he gives me that understanding and the simplicity of the gospel. If you want it. The Jews, they liked things that were difficult to understand because they wanted to be able to turn it different ways. Is that how we are? I want to know just how simple it is. I try and keep it simple. You know, let's go back a couple pages to page 40. 227. And I'm going to read these verses. Nevertheless, I beheld that the church of the Lamb, who were the saints of God, were also upon all the face of the earth. They're on all over the place. And their dominions upon the face of the earth were small because of the wickedness of the great whore whom I saw. And it came to pass that I beheld that the great mother of abomination did gather together in multitude upon the face of all the earth among all nations of the Gentiles to fight against the Lamb of God. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, beheld the power of the Lamb of God, that it descended upon the saints of the church of the Lamb, and upon the covenant people of the Lord, who were scattered upon all the face of the earth. And they were armed with righteousness and with power of God in great glory. Those last few words, is that us? Why not? You remember the fish and the loaves? Who are you going to trust in? Have we lost our way? Second Nephi. Page 154. 16th verse. They wear stiff necks and high heads, yea, and because of pride and wickedness and abominations and whoredoms, they have all gone astray, save it be a few who are the humble followers of Christ. Are we the humble followers of Christ? Because of pride. And don't think I don't put myself in this category. I need to pray more. There's many things about my life that I was more spiritual several years ago. I know I need to be closer to the Lord again. I know I need to make more time for Him. You see, this is not just a spectator sport. You can't just sit on the sidelines and say that God's going to take care of me. It means that when you said, I will serve you and follow you, you better mean it. Page 164, 15th chapter. And now I, Nephi, cannot write all the things which were taught among my people, neither am I mighty in writing like unto speaking. For when a man speaketh by the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost carrieth it unto the hearts of the children of men. But behold, there are many that harden their hearts against the Holy Spirit, that it hath no place in them. Wherefore they cast many things away which are written, and esteem them as things of naught. As things of naught. You say, I didn't know. Page 166, verse 17. And you that will not partake of the goodness of God and expect and respect the words of the Jews and also my words and the words which shall proceed forth out of the mouth of the Lamb of God, behold, I bid you an everlasting farewell. For these words shall condemn you at the last day. Shall condemn you at the last day. For what I seal on earth shall be brought against you at the judgment bar. For thus hath the Lord commanded me, and I must obey. pretty hard to get out of that one. So how do we change our lives? Let's go to page 517. And these are about the 2,040 young men. And this is one of my favorite scriptures. Verse 95. And as the remainder of our armies were about to give way before the Lamanites, behold, those 2,060 were firm and undaunted. Yea, and they did obey and observe to perform every word of command with exactness. Not deviations, exactness. How simple is that? But you have to know it. Are we those kind of people? Are we that exact kind of people? Or are we like Korihor? Let's see. Page 414. He was a man that perverted the gospel. And so almost said to him, he says, well, okay. Korihor said, show me a miracle. 53, verse 53. But Alma said unto him, thou hast had signs enough. Will ye tempt your God? Will ye say, show unto me a sign when ye have the testimony of all these thy brethren, also the holy prophets? And he says, yeah. Bring it on. Let's go to 67, verse 67. But behold, the devil hath deceived me. This is after he was struck dumb. But behold, the devil hath deceived me, for he hath appeared unto me in the form of an angel, and said unto me, go and reclaim this people, for they have all gone astray after an unknown God. And he said unto me, there is no God, yea, and he taught me that which I should say, and I have taught this, his words, and I taught them because they were pleasing unto the carnal mind. They were pleasing unto the carnal mind. Do you want to know the end of him? Let's go over to verse 77. And thus we see the end of him who perverteth the ways of the Lord, and thus we see that the devil will not support his children at the last day, but doth speedily drag them down to hell. How simple is this? We think just a little sin. And then in James, just one part of it, and we're guilty of it all. Is that not how we want our end to be? Let's see. Or is it 4th Nephi, page 683. Verse 17, and it came to pass that there were no contentions in the land because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And there were no envyings, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lyings, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God. You see, it's not just getting out of the boat. You got to keep your eye on the Lord. It's not bondage that we seek. Page 712, the 94th verse. And this will be my last scripture. Be wise in the days of your probation. Strip yourselves of all uncleanliness. Ask not that ye may consume it on your lusts, but ask with a firmness unshaken that ye will yield to no temptation, but that ye will serve the true and living God. That you will serve the true and living God. I want to thank you for your time. And I hope and I pray that this message finds place in your heart. Thank you very much.